Greetings in Christ, I'm Pastor Shachman. The New Testament reading for today is from John 20, 19-31. On the evening of that day, the first day of the week, the doors being locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them, and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you withhold forgiveness from any, it is withheld." Now Thomas, one of the 12, called the twin, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see in his hands the mark of the nails, and place my finger into the mark of the nails, and place my hand into his side, I will never believe." 8 days later, his disciples were inside again, and Thomas was with them, although the doors were locked. Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Put out your hand and place it in my side. Do not disbelieve, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Now, Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written, so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing, you may have life in his name. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. In the name of Jesus, amen. Jesus did many other signs that are not written in this book. But Pastor, what if those are the signs that would cause someone to believe? Let me ask, dear friends, what is it that we are called to cling to in faith? What is it that we are called to believe? The wonder-working power of Jesus? Oh, that wonder-working power. Or are we called to believe in Christ himself? The one who came into our flesh, innocently died our terrible death, then risen from the dead, speaks, "Peace be with you." Showing his wounds which wrought our redemption. The signs aren't what faith clings to, nor do the signs deliver the life that we've been given in Christ. He speaks, "Peace be with you." He may as well have said, "I have destroyed the sins that you have heaped upon you, all of them. The guilt of the sins you've committed, the shame that you carry because of the sins of others, all of them. I am your Savior. Only believe that I am he who has done it." These things are written, all that John has recorded, from the prologue to the Passover promise of the Paraclete, from the covert arrest in the garden to his closing attestation of the truth. These things have one purpose: for you. Not that you would see the signs and wonders and ooh and ah, but that you may believe. That you may have faith. Faith is that conviction of what we cannot see. It comes by hearing that word of Christ as he speaks. Faith hears the word of Christ and stops disbelieving. Faith clings to Christ. That you may believe and have life in the name of Jesus and the Son of God, who came to give you life. In the name of Jesus, amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, through John the Baptist, the forerunner of Christ, you once proclaimed salvation. Now grant that we may know this salvation and serve you in holiness and righteousness all the days of our life, through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.